That is a weightier issue. That is one of the most weightier issues. That is one of the most weightier things that should be taught. The judgment. The justice of Yahweh. Because we think he's not just in what he's doing. That's why this wicked generation say, well, I don't believe, well, a quote, of course they will say it this way, quote, I don't believe that God would do this. Well, their God is much more vicious than Yahweh. He is not a pagan God, alright? All gods, as I've said, you've heard me say it, are told. Every gods. Not one has any vitality. Yahweh's name alone is his strength. It identifies his character. Why? Because it is that name that backs up every word. He said, what I said, I'm going to do it. He said, my people don't even understand judgment. They don't even understand mishpah. They don't understand that. We don't understand how to do right. We don't understand what judgment is for. We don't understand what the Torah teaches on judgment. We don't understand what the Torah instructs us to do when it comes to judgment. We don't even understand that. But we understand how to lie good. We understand how to stay angry. We understand how to protect our own lustful desires and our own lustful wicked purposes. When it comes to Yahweh, we're not set for defense of Yahweh. You will defend your damnable wicked ways, your corrupt, vile heart. But when it comes to standing for defense, for the truth, you won't defend that. You take side with wickedness and defy the power of Yahweh's Torah. I won't take side with my wicked wife if she walks that way. Or son, a wicked Jezebel daughter, a wicked mammy. I will not. I will take only one side. And that's his side. No other side. I take his side. I stand with great strength. With a great unction to defend truth. And I defend it despite who stands with me. I will defend him. And that's what I'm here to defend this. Nothing else but this. The book. What's in the book? Where there are things that are not there, how do you know they're not there? How do you know what is not or what should not be there? Say that again. Truth. How do you know what's not supposed to be there? Tell me. By what intuition or what intelligent design you have to tell me that it shouldn't be there? It's not right. What capacity do you have to tell me that? Thank you very kindly. No answer. Huh? Case closed. He says, look at verse 8. How do they say? How do you say? How do you say this? Now, I will ask you a question. How do you say we are wise? How do you say that you are wise? And the Torah of Yahweh is with us. She certainly in vain, that's what you say, certainly in vain Yahweh made the Torah. Well, what are you saying, preacher? Extrapolate on that a little bit. How do you say that we understand the Torah is valuable, but you actually say it is vain because you don't believe what it says? But you don't believe the mitzvot of Yahweh. How is it that you say that it is vain? Well, I don't think you have to do that. Well, I think we can do it that way. No, he gave us one way. Hamashiach did not come with some strange metaphysic doctrine. He came with the doctrine of the Torah, the Tanakh. He preached from that. He did not establish no following of him. He turned men to Yahweh. And these corrupt men today have made doctrine. Christianity is the most pagan religion upon the face of the earth. He said, you say that my Torah is in vain and the pen of the scribes is in vain. Because the scribes will not write. They see things they don't like and so they omit that. And yet you say that the Torah or the discipline, the guidance, the wisdom of Yahweh is with you. How can you be wise when you don't do what the wisdom teach you? How can you say you know him when you don't apply the principles of Yahweh to your life? You don't know him. You don't love him. He's not valuable to you. We have been so dumbed down. We are so ignorant. And the enemy has done a marvelous job. He got your sons and daughters with this crazy, twisted type of this vocal music is trash. It's from the corridors of darkness. He's got their minds twisted. He got their minds all. The boys don't even know how to tie their shoes up. They don't even know how to button their pants up. The girls are such Jezebels and little whores. Yeah, that's what scripture says. A whore, she sees a immature, simple, stupid kid. And she sees him and says he's without wisdom. So how can one say they have the wisdom of Yahweh when the Torah is not alive in them, but they don't love Yahweh? So they made the daughters Jezebels. The daddies have no strength. They let them dress like some little harlots. They perpetuate these Jezebels on TV. Your sons and daughters walk around with these twisted iPods in their ears. They can't even hear you. And you purport them, you support them in their damnable, devious ways. You're going to stand before Yahweh. I tear it down. You're going to stand. I will not strengthen the wickedness of anyone. I don't care who it is. I will strengthen righteousness. Woe unto you. They call evil good and good evil. But bitter for sweet. And sweet for bitter. He said, woe unto you now. You say, oh, but that's my son. And you defy what I tell you. He tell you, mother, to teach them how to be daughters. And that's what you teach them. He tell you, avach, to teach them. And to make sure that there's a Torah in your home. That they're brought in the strength of his government. And you defy that. You're going to stand before him. Well, I don't believe that. I know you don't. You refuse to hear him. You can't hear him. That's why there is no life in you at all. So you say that you're wise and you don't even believe the Torah has validity. Verse 9. He said the wise men are ashamed. Now that's a statement there. The wise men are confused. They are disoriented. They don't even know. Because they are trying to please the people. Instead of please Yahweh, the wise men are dismayed. They are confused. So if a wise man is confused, what do you think you are? He said the wise men are dismayed. They are ashamed. They are confused. They are dismayed. They are actually shattered. They are afraid. They are afraid to speak. They are afraid to tell a mother, your little Jezebel daughter, your wicked son. They are afraid to. They are afraid to tell the daddy, you're corrupt, your father. They are afraid to tell the mother, you're Jezebel, you're hard-headed. They are afraid. They are afraid to speak. Yahweh's truth. They're afraid to tell them because of the consequences, because of what they will not be able to garner from them. They are, they're not only are they ashamed, but they're dismayed and taken. They have no strength at all. They're taken. He said, look, why are they that way? Look, he said, I want you to understand. Behold, they have loved. They have rejected, they have despised, they have refused the word. The fullness, you hear that? That's what the word is. It is the fullness of Yahweh's expression. The word of Yahweh and what wisdom is in them. When you refuse the word of Yahweh, you think you have wisdom? He said, what wisdom is in them? They refuse to hear my instructions. Well, the word of Yahweh includes instructions, disciplines, counsel, admonishment, chastisement, exaltation. We love the exaltation, don't we? Well, if you don't exalt my daughter, you exalted her daughter. What about my daughter? Because she's a heifer. What about my son? Because he's a knucklehead. Hallelujah. Well. And so that's part of his Torah, that we receive his instruction, his counsel, and obey him. But this is a generation of people that they have rejected, they have despised. When you reject something, you despise it. When Yahweh speaks to you, when he counsels, you reject it, you despise it. Well, that's my child. Now, I would rather have Yahweh than have 20 children. For you reject what he says. For you despise what he says. Woe unto you. He means what he says. He's not playing with this generation. Not one bit at all. Yahweh instructed his people. I want to show an example. He instructed them and they could not even obey Yahweh. You can never refuse Yahweh. What he says, you can't refuse what he says. How do you refuse what he says? You can't refuse what he says. Because it is the only hope of everlasting life. None whatsoever. You can never refuse him. When you refuse to do what he said, you shun what he says. You avoid him. There's no expectation. It is in my heart. Look what it says in Shemoth. He gave them a simple instruction. I want to read this expeditiously. Because there are other things I want to get to. He says to them in Shemoth, this is the way we are. He says in Exodus 16, verse 26. He says to a people, 6 days you shall gather in the food. You shall gather it. But on the seventh day, which is the Shabbat, in it there shall be none. You shouldn't do that. And it came to pass that there went out all of the people. In Shemoth chapter 16, verse 27. Selah, son. some. As Deacon Benny said to us one time, you'll flat out lie if you think everyone is like you. The scripture says this, and that went out some. Do you hear that? Some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And Yahweh said to Moshe, how long refuse you to keep my mitzvah and my Torah? He said, how long do you refuse to do that? These things should be enforced, my Moshe. Some went out because they were hard-headed. Well, I'm going to do it. I don't care what the rule is around here. I can do what I want to. Lies from hell. Well, what's wrong with it? Why can't you? Because it's a rule. It's a statute. And so some were not all now. Some defied him. He says in verse 29, see, for that Yahweh has given you the Shabbat, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the Shabbat. He said, just abide in your place. So that's what we should do. Abide. Live. Stay in that place where Yahweh has commanded you and instructed you to walk in. And he has put each of us, according to scripture, in a place. Scripture tells an elderly man what to do. It tells an elderly woman. It tells a young woman. It tells a mother. It tells a father. It teaches us all. It tells a wife. It tells a husband. And there's nothing that institutes the power of love toward Yahweh. It's one thing in the earthly realm he's given us. And Satan has twisted your heads with this feminine Nazism of rejection of Yahweh's truth. It is simply this one thing. Wife, obey your husband in everything. Because a man put on breeches and have the anatomy of a man, that doesn't make him a husband. A husband man is Yahweh the husband man? Does he take care of the house? Well, that's what a husband man does. A sexual relationship doesn't constitute a husband. The bed doesn't constitute a husband. It doesn't constitute a wife either. Not one bit at all. But the husband man has the breath and the fruit of Yahweh in him. And he walks in that ruah. And you will know that he is a husband man. He prunes the house. Wife, shut your mouth. What is that, sister? No, wife, it's you. Well, I don't see that. I know you don't see it. That's why I'm here as a husband man. I'm going to prune you a little bit, honey. Shut your mouth. Listen to me. Shut up. What she did? Well, what's in you? As much that is in you, not what's in them, live in the power of your love. With every man. You all get awful quiet, but that's all right. He's dealing with this people. This people. Hallelujah. Wait. He's dealing with this people. So he instructed them, didn't he? If they were wise, would they hear instructions? If you're wise, would you hear the instructions of Yahweh? I want to show you what Solomon says. Just listen to this, because I want you to turn to Ibram, to Hebrews chapter 12. But this is what Solomon says in Mishlei. He says, hear Musha. Musha. I like the way that sounds. If it was a moose, if you take that for an example, if you heard a moose, would you not hear him? Sure you would. So hear Musha, the instructions, and be wise. And refuse it not. So they refused the instruction of Yahweh. They were unwilling. And this is a generation unwilling to do what he says. They will not do what he says. You shall not bring the name of Yahweh to make it vanity. To say it has no purpose at all. You remember the Shabbat and keep it kodesh. Set apart and take no burdens. If you're mad as hell tonight, get the hell out of you. And all you want to get the hell out of it, getting on your wicked, corrupt, bony knees or fat knees, whatever one they are. Get on your face before Yahweh with some tefillah. Because if you're mad, you're nothing but a fool. If you allow that to rest in your bosom on the Shabbat, he tells you to bring no burdens on the Shabbat. You're a flat out fool. Then you need to start examining yourself that eve of the sixth day. So get that hell out of you. Brother Patsy is going to condemn you. That's all right. Certainly you can tell the young man to study scripture. I'll provoke him to do it. Take the sword out. Because he got something in him for the purpose of Yahweh. I'm getting older and feeble, as Silas might have said. And I don't want to be a burden on you. No, Daddy, you will never be a burden. See, I don't want to be a burden to my Abba. And there comes a time for all things. But I will know the time. You understand, just like the swallow and the crane. But there you are that will get upset with that because you don't love Yahweh. I can sit and listen to you, son. All right? Preach to me. I have no compunction with that. None. Wouldn't be at all. Just give me the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. CEO of the corporation retires one day. Old Lee Raymond, that pig. $400 million. What a dog. What a... Yahweh's going to run the sword through them. The sword of the wicked. He's going to use the wicked. That's what that vision was, the young brother. So scripture tells us about that. He's going to use the wicked. And they're going to be vicious. You think that little daughter, she wrote me, she said, Pastor Robert, she said, they rape the women. They killed my papa. They killed my mama. I said to her, that name Betty is not an African name. She said, I understand. But because there was a missionary many years ago, my mother named me because she was very kind to us and very gentle. And so my mother named me after her because she was a missionary here in Liberia. And I've had to free my country because of Charles Taylor. You all don't even know who Charles Taylor is. Because of Charles Taylor. And so I'm here in Ghana. And I plucked hair for 2,000, I think it's derelicts or dinars for each head. I said, what is that, about 50 cents? I don't know. It's probably about 20 cents. 15 cents. She does that. And as evil as you are, and you parrot, you actually strengthen evilness for them to rebel and reject Yahweh's truth. You think that your wicked little daughters and you think that this thing that has come upon them is not going to... What makes you think it's not going to come upon us? You make your daughters Jezebels. You make your sons perverts. You don't teach them how to dress and how to carry them. You think this is not coming upon this land. You're an ignorant fool if you think not. He said, they raped me. And believe me, they'll rape you right out here, folks looking at you. That's what they do. The Janjaweeds there in with the Sudanese, the Sudan, they are literally raping. There are no men. I was speaking with the brothers the other day, Brother Deacon Min and Brother Patrick. I say, those Janjaweeds, now they're Arabics that are living there. I say, what they would do in a place like this, they come to this village. They would start at one building, they were flushing out, they were setting it on fire. You're coming out. You're going to come out. They're going to flush it out till they find everyone. Even the girls like that, they rape them. They flush them out. What can a man fight with? Hear this man riding on a horseback. He has an AK-47. They're setting everything to fire. All he got is a club. They flushed him out and the little girls, and they heard all the women together. The soldiers, that's the reward. That's the truth. It's all over the world, brothers and sisters. They heard them together. And then they kill every man. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. Cut their heads off. Spit their bowels. And then they sodomize their daughters. It's not funny, brothers and sisters. They take rifles and stick them in their private parts. Did y'all read the article? That woman up there in college? For the Duke boys, they took a broom. I believe the story. She was a hoe anyway. But what they did was wrong. They took a broom and they put it up in there. One out of every five girls in college is raped because they think they're away from home. The boys say, I'm going to get that thing. Stupid thing. And you strengthen some damnable thing like that. You wicked thing from hell. I don't care who it is. The pappy, the mammy, the grandmammy. I will not strengthen it. One out of every five girls. I read, that's in the paper today. One out of every five girls are raped. And there's about one that never reports it. Because those boys get in college, get the drink, and they say, I want that. This is a corrupt world. And Yahweh's going to bring America down to hell. Why? Because she's the most glamorized thing, isn't she? She's a whore with false teeth. She has varicose veins. She's just covering them with the nice stockings on. Well, they got underwears today, sisters, that really, that's what these Hollywood harlots wear. That they shape every part of your body. They got stuff now that you, it shapes you the way you want to be shaped. Whatever way you want to be shaped, the way you want to look in a dress, it'll put it right there for you. It's going to cost you now. But they got that kind of stuff today. That's not of Yahweh. He wants us to train them up in Torah. Whether they're here or not, you train them in Torah. You don't train them to be wicked. You train them in Torah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That little thing y'all got in your hand, it begins now training her in Torah. Reading to her. Reading Torah. Sure they will understand. I had little Aaron over here the other day and he was praying with me. And of course I go through my emotions and I show the children that so they can understand the importance of having emotions at times. And so I'm praying, oh Yahweh, oh Yahweh. And he looks at me and he says, Papi, what's wrong? I said, oh, of course I got one eye open like this so I can see the reaction. They don't see that, but I see it. I said, oh, help me. Oh Yahweh, I want to do right and serve you. And I'm looking at him. He says, Papi, look at me. Because he thought I was very sad. He said, look at me, Papi. And so I looked at him. He said, because he wanted to make me happy. That was his way of making me happy. Now we must do what Yahweh says in order for us to be happy. Because it means simply to be blessed. The heart is full of truth and love for Yahweh. And evil people, this is an evil people because they refuse to hear the words of Yahweh. We refuse to hear that. Well, I don't think it should be. I know you don't think it because you don't know Yahweh. Look at what Yahweh says in Ibrahim, Hebrews 12:25. He said, I want you to understand now, see, that you refuse not him that speaks. For if they escape not, who refuse him that spoke on the earth, how much more shall we escape? And we turn away from him that speaks from the Shemayim. He has spoken his Torah from the Shemayim. You think you're going to escape if you refuse that? If you did not escape by the words of Moshe and Sholomai, you think you're going to escape if you refuse Yahweh? You are flat out ignoramus. Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised saying, yet once more I shall not only shake the earth only, but also the Shemayim. He said everything is going to be moved. Now can you refuse one that speaks like that? That shakes the whole creation? If you refuse to receive the Torah of Moshe, then how do you think if you refuse the living power of that Torah of HaMashiach? How are you going to escape Yahweh? This is an evil people. They refuse. That is the strength of an evil people. They refuse to hear Yahweh. And they constantly refuse. That's their constitution, their strength. And we have these paganites today. They refuse to hear Yahweh. They refuse to hear his name. They refuse to keep his Shabbat. Don't strengthen that, brothers and sisters. I don't care if it's your daddy, mom. I don't care who it is. You don't strengthen those kinds of things. You don't do that. You tell them the truth. And if they reject it, they refuse it, then woe unto them. But you do not reject what Yahweh speaks. And if you reject what he has spoken on the earth, then what more if you reject what he has spoken from the Shemayim? He caused the earth to shake. And this time, his brother Patrick, you heard him, the first one he destroyed it by water. But this time he's doing a new thing. The fire is the total representation of his vengeance, his anger, his nostrils flaring with fire. He's going to burn this whole house down. America, your kingdom is coming down. She's the sharp pawn. You've been building your kingdom, America, all over this world. Your democracy, America, is coming down. You have robbed every nation of America. You have put up your puppet governments all over the land. You have oppressed the poor and the hireling. Your corporations are all over this whole world. She's coming down. America, your kingdom is coming down. She's coming down. That's all right. Okay, if the white man get upset at the black man, the white woman, the black woman, it makes no difference. She's coming down. And I say this emphatically. I love any righteous brother. I don't care if he's black or white. Wicked man, I don't want to be bothered with. But the wicked white men have destroyed. Their hand is in every part of the world. You say what you want to. Their governments, they tear down. They went to a country and tore down the government. And they send our boys over there, not their rich kids. Boy went into the military to try to get an education, to try to improve himself. They send your boys there to kill for their damnable wickedness. For a lifestyle that's corrupt, we're less than 3% of the world population. We use 25% of everything. That's wickedness. That's wrong. That's wrong. We use 25% of the natural gas. We can't stand to be, if it's 72 in the house, we just freeze. I got to get warm. Well, it's just too hot for me. She's going to come down. And I will be glad. I will be glad. I will be glad when it comes down. You're going to suffer. If I suffer with him. He said, suffer. I'm going to reign with him. I will not refuse to hear him. This kingdom is the power of darkness. Her kings, her men, spiritual men and high places, they're men of great wickedness. And they spawn it, they sow it, they destroy it, they take down anyone that is not like them or will not fall to the form of this style of government. I say it, and I don't take back one word. It's the truth. That is the truth. She has destroyed every nation, her government, her religious system, her Christianity. Sure she has. Just spread that trash everywhere. And these vile men are afraid to say it. Or institutions of corruption. They're not institutions of higher learning. They teach them how to lust and to be greedy. And how to despise Yahweh. How to despise pure truth. That's what they teach them. They don't teach them. Shaul said everything I've learned. How many of y'all speak 13 different languages? He said, I spoke 13. He said, they counted all as bull shisting. In order to gain the excellence of Yahweh. Is bull shisting. It's a turd. It's not even a good turd. It's not even worth a good turd. There's only one righteousness is everlasting. That's total revelation. That's total revelation. Nothing else. It doesn't mean the next one with a rat's ass. That's what it means. Nothing. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You people out there that are listening, you may get upset, but that's all right. You, my friend that's listening in Canada, I know you're upset. That's all right. Because it shows what's in you. Don't take one word back. Well, Pastor Roberts, I think you're very cowardly. Well, come visit me, my friend. You will find out. Hallelujah, Wayne. Scripture says in 2 Melechim, 2 Kings chapter 17. I want you to hear this today. This is an evil people. And they're evil because they refuse Torah. 2 Kings verse chapter 17, verse 12. Yahweh says, for they serve idols. Whereof Yahweh has said to them, you should not do this thing. Don't serve idols. Don't be idle with your time. Yet Yahweh testified against Israel and against Yehuda by some of the prophets. Now, as Brother Pat instructed us on Wednesday, he used every prophet to testify for them. What did they do? Testify what? Said aloud. Said everyone. Against. That's what instructors do. They correct you. They chastise you. They didn't prophesy for them, but prophesied against them. So I speak against your evilness and your wickedness. You deserve to have in Yehuda. Prophesied against them. And by all the seers saying, turn from your sister or brother's evil ways. Turn from whose evil way? Turn from whose? Turn from whose? Your evil ways. Now, is that talking about your brother, you? this evil people. He said, turn from your evil ways and do what? Now hold up. See, when you turn from your evil ways, you're going to do what? He said, do what? Keep what? My mitzvah and my what? Stature according to what? Psalm. All of the Torah which what? I commanded unto who? Your avos. Now that's what he has instructed us in. You keep all of them, not some. Not partial, you keep all. With that one is meant for the Yadims, you are corrupt, perverted one. You keep all of them, which I have sent to you by who? My servants, the prophets. Now a man cannot be a prophet unless he brings us the knowledge of Torah, Tanakh, the statutes. He can be a pseudo false last day fool prophet, pseudo, but he is not a Nabi of Yahweh. He's not Yahweh's Nabi. He's not a prophet of Yahweh. Brother Pat said he gave us some Shulisians, some apostles. And they will speak against you because you refuse to hear his mitzvot, his Torah. You refuse to allow the life of the living Torah to the witness of that profound truth and testimony and the hope of HaMashiach to be alive in you. So we have our pseudo-religions, our idol forms that teaches us that we can do it this way and that way. No, that's only one way. He said, turn from your evil ways. Your ways are evil. The issues of your heart, they're very evil. They're sadistic. They're corrupt. But you want to blame someone else. That's what Adam did. He said it was a woman. No, it was you, my friend. Yahweh gave you instructions. If my sister here, Sister Roberts, is against her, I'm not going to be against her because Sister Roberts, I will tell Sister Roberts her wickedness. I will show her sins. I will tell her what to do and how to do right. Now, I can be told, she doesn't come in here and complain to me about this one and that one. Or she may tell me with this one, that or that, or this is the situation. And she tries to hold off on that. But she doesn't come in there complaining. I would tell her, I don't want to hear that woman. Shut your mouth. You do right. That's the truth. Because she must search her own heart. And she was real. And when she searched that thing, she always found a little leaven there. How did I get there? Because we refused to hear Torah. That's how the trash get in you, because you refuse to hear it. Come on, brothers and sisters, can I tell you that? Any discipline in life, I don't care if it's one that is sinful or natural, it all works. That's why every diet out there, it has worked for someone. There's one key component to it all that everyone misses, and that is the discipline to train one's mind, their heart, their thoughts. We don't like to be trained. Brothers in the military, we come in as raw recruits, but when we left out of that, we were soldiers. Come on, dressed right and covered down. 40 inches. You didn't step at that 38 inches. You stepped at 40 inches all around. Come on. Every boot was in place. You knew exactly what it said. Dress it right and cover it down. The drill will march back like that and make sure every footstep is intact. He would watch drilling. He knew exactly where you were. He knew exactly everything. Boy. And the more you drill, the more you hurt those boots, the more you drill. And the more you did it more with perfection. Sure. So you must be trained. You must be disciplined. Now how can you be disciplined when you don't know? You must be taught. You must be instructed. You must be. He drilled and say, "Well, David, do you mind please stepping it out?" He said, "Let me tell you something, dog. You and your corrupt mammy too. This is what your mammy means to me." He would do that. "You want to try me?" He would say, "You a punk." That's how they talk to you. These soft breads today, they can't talk to them like that. He said, "Your mammy's a hoe, and your dad is a drunkard. You want to try me?" Well, of course you knew you couldn't try him. Because you're going to the stockade, you're going to jail, and you didn't want to go to jail. They're going to take all your money, and you couldn't get out of jail. And of course, back then, those drill sergeants, they were big men. 240 pounds coming back from Vietnam, muscular, strong. They were tough. What they were trying to do, get us ready for Vietnam. They were no wimpy men. Private Honeycutt, I'm going to talk to you hard, okay? Is that all right? "Well, I don't want you to hurt my feelings." I didn't care about that. I've heard them say things that I won't even repeat. They were tough. Let me tell this story before I can finish. I recall one day we were cleaning our weapons. You never call them guns, you call them weapons. And there was one, brothers and sisters, it was small as a pinhead, a pin. A little piece of dust in my barrel. And the drill looking at my weapon, he said, "Rama, this look good. It looks good." He broke it down. So you did good, because I wanted to be one of the first ones up. I wanted to finish up and take me a shower and sit down. Hard day. He said, "You look good, Roberts. Put some time in with your weapon, boy." He looked and he broke down the barrel. He said, "Come here. Come here, Roberts. Look here." He took it. I never forget. He took his biggest. Look right there. You see that? Just a speck. Just one little speck. A drill. Okay, I get that out here. No, can't do that. No, sir. Because all the barracks were like that at Fort Jackson. There was nothing but sand. He took that barrel. I could have fought him that day, but I'd have got whipped out of me. He took it. He said, "Roberts, I'm going to show you something." He slung it out. That made it skip. He said, "Get it cleaned. Make sure there's not one speck." And I had that. God, I wanted to get that thing right. It was part of the discipline. Why? Because when he was trying to teach me, "Son, if you go to Vietnam, it flares up again. You got to have a weapon that works all the time. Now, you may think that that is insufficient there, but it may cause great hardship upon many if it malfunctions in the midst of the battle. So I teach you this to make sure you prepare right." And it taught me something too. And so that's what Yahweh is going to do. There's a great trial that's going to try all of you. There are brothers that are going on. They went on in certain ignorance. They didn't know, but they were the seed of Yahweh. I believe that. They were His people. They didn't know, just like those in Abraham. They died in Hebrews. They waited for the promise. They didn't see it. They didn't have the fullest of knowledge. But they knew when they would hear truth, they would not reject it. Brother began to hear about the Shabbat. They will not reject those things. They held fast to the simple truths of Yahweh. And now He's bringing us to the fullness of all things, because the time is at hand, is near. Yahweh says, I want to continue to mimic Him in 2 Kings verse 14. Chapter 17 verse 14. He said, "Notwithstanding, they would not shemak. They would not hear me," He said. "They would not perceive what I said. But they hardened their necks like the necks of their avat, and did not believe in Yahweh, their sovereign ruler." They did not believe in Yahweh. Verse 15. "And they rejected," they despise. They despise today. They reject. They hate. They despise the statute. He teaches us limitations. They don't want that. They despise the covenant of Hamashiach with us, that He made with their avat. They despise His testimonies that He testified for them. Every testimony is against our wickedness. It's against us to bring us to Him. And everything He's going to speak to us is against us. He doesn't speak anything for you. He speaks against you. Because we're no more our own. We've been bought. "And they followed vanity," empty things, worthless, childish things. They followed vanity. "And they became enlightened." And they became what? And that's an empty generation. Some of you all, you're so empty. Your expression is empty. Your countenance is empty. Your heart is empty. Your mind is empty. "And they became vain." They became worthless. "And they went after the heathens that were round about them, trying to do everything the heathens do, fashion themselves after the heathens." Can I tell you a little story? Other night, I think Thursday night. Yes, it was. My natural brother, his son, called me. And he said, "I haven't seen you in many, many years." I said, "It's true." Which I was not impressed because he called me. But he called me. Even when he was a young boy. And I remember back then, I wanted to send him to college. He said, but "I want to go this way. I want to go that way." He never did go. I want to show you something now. And he said, "You told me something I've never forgotten." He said, "You said to me that day, you said, 'Son, you don't want to try to pattern yourself after anyone or be a part of the flow of things in life and try to emulate others. You don't want to do any of that. Just let the natural rhythm of what Yahweh is putting you, just let it flow.' Of course, I didn't use that expression then, Yahweh. Just let it be, son." And he called me because, of course, I got some business for us, brothers. He got 3 homes here in Charlotte. He got homes all over. He said, "I'm 34 years old, no wife." He said, "Because I got to learn what I am first before I can make a wife a part of that." He owned home, never, no college, nothing now. I said, "What are you doing in Maryland?" I said, "What is that city like, Baltimore?" He said, "Uncle, I've been in this city all these years and I've never been to the city? Never. He said, I live out in the country in the suburbs. I own homes here. I got homes in Charlotte. If I tell you what, we'll take care of them for you then. You need some work on them. We'll do what you want to do. I don't mind doing that. Not one bit at all. No, I don't want to be in his shoes. I'm not impressed with that because he got that. I'm sharing that to say, but he was a young man that would listen. He was a very disciplined, very studious young man. He not disrespectful. Had a very beautiful person. He did. I asked him, I said, what about your other cousin? He said, he hasn't matured yet. He's still immature. He's got the childlike mentality. So, you know, he said, we talk but we don't talk. What he was saying, I talk with him, but there's no conversation there. I enjoyed the conversation with him. Oh, I'm not going to see him. I said, if you're in this area, come and see me. Why? Because it opened the door because he said, I've been looking at the website. I've been reading things. There's a lot of stuff there. So I know it is. Just keep going back. Keep going back. But one is disciplined. And when one takes the disciplines of life, I don't care what they are, they are great strengths to character building and personality. I don't care what one endeavors to do. If one has no great strengths in life, I don't care if they can have a PhD, they're still ignorant and they're stupid. I don't care who it is. I don't care who they are. Where they go. You have to have character and personality. And that he has. He really does. I don't say because it's to hell with my natural brother. But he has that. He really does. He said, they followed after vanity and vain things, and they went after the heathens which were round about them. He said, concerning whom Yahweh had charged them, that they should not do like them. Yahweh warns you, don't do like the heathens, the fools. Don't be a part of their activities and their rituals. And he says this in verse 16. And they left some of the mitzvot. What is that? If you reject one of these mitzvot, you reject all. And this is what he says. They rejected, they refused, they left all the mitzvot of Yahweh, the sovereign ruler. And they made the molten images, even two calves. And they made a grove, and they worshiped all the hosts of the Shemayim. And they served Baal. That's what they do. It's one thing that they tell you today, don't they? It's a phrase. I don't know how much they use it. But they tell you to have dreams, don't they? You shouldn't have dreams. We just have one reality and one hope. Hallelujah. Now, dream high. They tell you to dream. How would they say? And move yourself from this realm of government of Yahweh and get into a higher spiritual realm. And this is the spirit of this nation. It is overtaking all. Parents are ignorant as hell. Children are just as full of stupidity. They don't understand the things of Yahweh. They have no love for them. And parents will not. Brothers and sisters, I will do what Scripture says. Even if it's crude, the manner is not good, I will still do it. Well, you don't preach like other preachers. You don't have the etiquette and the very personality that it takes for a preacher to bring young folks. I'm not trying to bring young folks or old folks. I'm talking to this people in Yahweh's house. I don't care about no young people, no old folks. Well, if these preachers, the way they respond, there would be no young people in the assemblies today. That Yahweh, He's going to save His people. And He's going to deliver them. So I don't care whether we have young people, children, or what, it makes me no difference at all. Period. His house is not composed of how many young folks, or old folks, black folks, white folks, your damned Hebrews or whatever. It is those that He hath elected and called before the foundations of the world. So it has nothing to do with that. So I don't care about that. Praise is not right because we got a mixture of people here or different ethnicities. Even among those that call themselves black, you can see all the different shades of ethnicities in this group here. Yes. Some a little German blood, a little Irish blood, a little Swiss blood. Hallelujah. Yahweh. So that doesn't constitute the sign that Yahweh is with someone. What constitutes his sign with one? They keep his mitzvahs. They keep the Torah of Yahweh. They keep the truth of Yahweh. They walk in the power of His Ruah. And because we got a complexion complexity of different skin terrain, that means nothing. Nothing at all. Because we have people of higher learning. What is higher learning anyway? There's only one higher learning. That's Torah truth. Now what they teach today is higher bondage. Teach them to be ignorant, to dumb. It dumbs them down, brings them under great slave servitude. That's all it does. And they work for the one that has educated them. Hallelujah, Yahweh. This is what Yahweh has done. He's doing it in this hour. He did all He could to bring this people back to some reality. Turn back to Jeremiah chapter 6. He says this in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 18. He did all He could now to amend them And yet, can I tell you something? There was no success. None whatsoever. He was not successful in what he did. You're not going to be successful in saving your son, your daughter, your children. You're not. It says in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 18, Yahweh says, therefore, Shemach, hear me, discern, understand, perceive, you nations, and you that, and Yada, know, O congregation, the separated, the called out people, what is among you. He says, Shemach, hear, O earth. He said, behold, listen now, I will bring evil upon what? This people. What evil? Even the fruit of their thoughts, their imagination, their stubbornness. And that's why you can see certain things manifested in your home. Mothers, you say what you want to. Daddies, because of your stubbornness and your hard-headedness, because your rejection to hear Yahweh, he said, I will bring these fruit upon your house. Because of you, you can blame it on someone else. You can say it's the reason of someone else. You can say, I've never been stubborn. When I heard the word of Yahweh preach here, you have been stubborn. You rejected it. You fought against it. You did not. You despised it. He said, I will bring all this evil upon your house because of your faults. Because they have not listened to what? My words now. The fullness of my truth. They will not hear it. You see, there are things that you say that's good because it gets Sister Roberts. But when it comes to you, it's not good. That's all right because it got Sister Horn. But it's not good for me because it's dealing with my wickedness and my sin. And that's what you have done. And Yahweh said, I will bring it back on you. Yahweh is not mocked. You deceive yourself and you think Yahweh is mocked. Whatever one soul, you're going to reap it. Be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. Why should you complain when you suffer for your sins? You've sown them in sin, they come forth in sin. That's what has happened. Sown in sin, they come forth in sin. This nation is a nation of bastardom. You got in what we call the African-American community. 70% of the youngers are born out of wedlock. No daddy's never known a daddy. Say what you want to. And the white ones, they butcher them, they bought them, they simply kill them. You got these ignorant youngers running around with no sense of discipline, no understanding of life, because they have no power, strength in their homes. And everyone is afraid to tell the Negroes or the black ones how wicked they are, and the white man, how vile, how sadistic, how the power of darkness controls them. They're afraid to say it. I'm not. You're about to send me a nickel, you out there that are listening. Makes no difference. Truth is the truth. That's why we can never come from under the bondage that we're under, because we don't deal with truth. How do I look, honey? Well, you look nice. But baby, tell me, do I look nice? Yeah. Well, just tell the truth. No. Tell them the truth. You look a mess, honey. That's the way we are. We like different shades of truth. There's only one truth. It's just honesty out of a pure heart. Honesty that is straightforward. We don't want that. This is the nation of... That's why they... As Brother Nathan was saying to me, concerning these reality shows, someone eating bugs and all that, you know, that's, I said to him, I said, Brother, that's a reality in Africa. That's a reality in Bosnia, Sergio Vinegar. Those are realities in other parts of the world. We tell you to think yourself, ooh, other parts of the world. I guarantee you, when those flies come out in where is that? Not Ghana. The other place that my boy was ruler of. Idi Amin. What is that country? Yeah. No, that wasn't Uganda. Guyana? I mean, Guyana, no, it wasn't Guyana. What is the country? I know it's on the tip of my tongue. In Africa. But when those flies come out, when they come out, them big old black flies, they come out by the millions. They come out by the millions. They just come out, but they just land on everything, but they just land everywhere. And them youngest boy, they run, boy, they just gorge themselves. They eat them. The locusts come when they get fat. That's what Yokohan the baptizer came eating. And they eat themselves and they get fat. But these things in America, the reality of the world, they do that. We are the most dumbest people on the face of the earth. We have a higher learning institution learning the dumbest thing. They teach the young women how to be whores, the young men how to be thieves and how to steal. Don't teach them. No, they don't. I was reading an article the other day, a young man, he was in college. And so he said he was a very smart man, so he quit college. He said, I don't need this. Why? Because they would not even let the man work on programs because he was in school. Once he quit school, he said, and I was a multimillionaire because he did just that. They have dumbed us down, made us stupid, whereby we don't have the ability to rationally think. And when our minds are shaped by the Torah, we will think properly. No young man had joined himself to a harlot. He's a fool. You don't join yourself to a harlot. You be joined unto Yahweh in truth. Look at the 32nd chapter, verse 23. I have a few more scriptures. I'm going to read them. Period. That's it. It says in Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 23. And they came into the land and they possessed it. But they obeyed not your voice. They came into the place where he had promised them, but they obeyed not his voice. Look at this now. He's blessed us. Neither walked in your Torah. They have done nothing of all that you commanded them to do. Now you think that doesn't include you and me in this? He said they have done nothing that I've commanded them to do. You have caused all this evil to come upon you. Now when the evil come upon you, you can't blame someone else because you have not done nothing he told you. That's why it comes upon you. He tells you how to do things, how to bring your home up in the fear and the nurture of Yahweh. We bring them up in the fear of society. Demeaning the expectation of society, looking good for the world. No, I want to look right for him. He said, you have not done anything that I've commanded you. Jeremiah, as he talked to this rebellious house of Yehuda in Jerusalem, he said, you have not done nothing that I've commanded you. It's one thing that David did. He brought the tribes together. He did a magnificent job. And that vile thing, Rehoboam, because of the lavish and the lustful living of Solomon, as he built these houses and these whorehouses, he married all kinds of women. He brought all these concubines in, and they had him worshiping sticks, dogs, and everything there was. He was worshiping those things. And then this little effeminate thing of a son rise up, and then the tribes say to them, what tribe of Yehuda and the tribe of Benjamin, and feel the scattered clan. They say, look, just your daddy has taken us and oppressed us. Same spirit in America. He charges all these taxes. They've taken our men to work on his houses. They die. They live in inhumane conditions. Just do right by us. Don't tax us so hard. Be a little gentle, Horus. Let us get off at a certain time. Let us have a little water. Let us work with our wives and our children. He said, well, and the old elders say, do that, Rehoboam. Do that. And that was one that old Solomon saw of the tribe of the Ephraimites, Jeroboam. He liked him. He liked him. And so when he went to his little effeminate friends, they said, tell them, we're going to enjoy what your dad enjoyed. We want to be rich, honey. We want our fashionable styles. We want our galas. Tell them, you think daddy was tough. I'm going to whip the hell out of you. And they said, no more. And they went, sir, their God, the house, tribe of the north, southern tribe. Yahud established Jerusalem for their temple and Samaria for the southern tribes. Just wickedness. You see, it's the greed and the wickedness. And it shows you the fallacy in both houses. And what they want to call it, they want to make it that. But there's only one house, and that's the true house of Yahweh. His identity. Look quickly at what it says in Daniel. I will go back to, let me read this. You go to Jeremiah chapter 23. I want to close from here. Well, listen to this, what it says in Daniel. It says this in Daniel chapter 9, 13. Go to Jeremiah 23:16. It says this in Daniel. You write this down and look at this verse later. Daniel chapter 9, verse 13. Daniel says, as it is written in the Torah of Moshe, all this evil is come upon us. Look at this now. Yet we did not make our tefillah, our prayer before Yahweh, our Abba, and that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your Torah. That's what he says. Daniel 9:13. All this evil is come because we rejected the Torah. We have not turned from our evil that we may understand Torah. America will not turn from her evil ways to understand Torah. She's not going to be taught Torah. She's not going to be taught that. Well, it's not by works of righteousness. You show me faith without works, and I show you a dead work. You need faith to do what Yahweh says. And there's a work. No, it's not by your righteous law that the works are being done. It's by the truth of His Torah, His instruction that is being done. And it has to be that way. I want to close here from Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16. I want to begin reading. I want you to hear this carefully. You know, Yahweh says, He means what He says. He said, My people, they are foolish. They are foolish. They have not known Me. They are sottish children. They have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do right, they have no knowledge. We're wise to do evil, aren't we? Your tongue is evil. It's a deadly evil, full of poisonous venom, full of poison, full of wickedness. You hear some of the things that the children say around you, it's just sad. Even as a young man, I try to posture myself with some kind of vocabulary. I want to always work on my vocabulary. I want it to be a little more distinguished. I want it to be different than the other kids. I don't want to talk like them. I've always done that. Not that I wanted to be smarter than them, but I always wanted to have a vocabulary. And there were times in the Sharias and the dictionary I would take it, and I used to learn words. I just wanted to learn words and understand the proper text and sentences and to use them to have a more meaningful conversation. Because I wanted to talk to a diversity of people and I wanted to elaborate with people. So I had to learn a different type of vernacular to talk to them so that we can dialogue to a certain degree. So those were the kinds of things that energized me. I wanted to understand those kinds of things. I didn't want to dress like the other boys. I didn't wear tennis shoes like the other boys. I dressed differently. I didn't. I don't even like tennis shoes today. Don't want to play basketball then. But tennis shoes, I don't like wearing them. Never been my thing. Never like that. I like shoes. I like to put on shoes and feel good. That's the way I dress. As a young man. See, when I was in high school, I don't want to dress like the other boys. I wore shoes, man. I dressed differently. But I always wanted to have some kind of vocabulary. And then I didn't want to look dumb either. I like participating in the class and speaking. Teacher will ask who would volunteer to do a report. I will. Because I like getting up before the class and extrapolating. I did. I love doing that. I love doing that. I would always volunteer. I'll do that. I'll take the assignment. I'll do the research. Because I was always eager to learn other things and to comprehend things. To have a certain knowledge of things. No, not to be smarter than the next kid, because most of my friends were much smarter than me. Eric, John Thompson, all of these men. Karen Washington, all of them, they were smart. They were smart kids. So they were much smarter than me in that respect. But I just like learning things. I still do today. I like to learn. I like to expand. The scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16, this says Yahweh of hosts. He says, Shemak not the words of the prophet. He said, don't hear what the words of the prophet that prophesy to you. Now this is the strength of Christianity and falsism and pseudoism today. He said, they make you vain. So your true prophet will bring you to the perfect Torah or the teaching of Yahweh. That's what a true prophet does. It brings you to the perfect Torah. It brings you to the light of Torah and stature. He said, they make you vain. They speak a vision of their own lev and not out of the mouth of Yahweh. It's not what Yahweh says. I'm speaking what Yahweh says. This is not a vain vision today. He says, they say still to them that despise me. Now, I'm going to tell you what Yahweh says, you that despise him. See, these liars today say to them that despise Yahweh. Yahweh has said, you shall have shalom. You shall have a good time. You shall be happy. You shall be blessed. You shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walks after his own stubbornness and imaginations, their firmness, their hardness of their own lab, no evil shall come upon you. I'm here to tell you lies. The evil is going to come upon you. It's going to rape your home. It's going to destroy what little infrastructure you have in a home. And I'm going to prophesy to you lies. Tell you the truth, because we must walk in this truth. So we love prophets like that today. People love them today. They make them rich. The Benny Hens, they're rich today. The T.D. Jakes, rich dogs, what they are. He said, for who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh and has perceived, who hath perceived and shemak his word? Who has marked a being, who have been attentive to the word of Yahweh? Who has given heed to his word? And who has shemot, who has heard his word? Verse 19, look, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury, in his heat, his rage, and the hot displeasure of Yahweh, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he hath executed, until he hath performed the thoughts of his love. And in the latter day, you shall consider it perfectly. You will know it's him. He goes on to say in these last two verses I want you to hear. He said, I have not sent these prophets, these pseudos, I have not sent them. Yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to shemak my words, then they should have turned from their evil ways and from their evil doings, because they are not the nobbies of Yahweh. When a man speaks in that authority, it will cause you to turn from your evil ways. It will cause you to turn from your evil doings. But because you are evil, this people is evil because you refuse to hear. And a true prophet will speak against your iniquitous Torah-lessness, your vile ways that reject Torah instruction, that rejects the light of the Torah, Hamashiach. It will show you where you are falling short. My people, and he's talking about his people, they are foolish. That's what he says. They have not known me. They do not know Yahweh. His people, not eight people, but this people are foolish. They have not known Yahweh. They are sottish children. They are ignorant children. They have no understanding. And to do good or right, or to do righteously, they know not. But to do evil, you know how to do that well, don't you? Hallelujah, Yahweh. You know how to speak evil? You know how to come against each other with evil and malices, don't you? You know how to blow your stupid coop. You don't have nothing up there. That's why it's blown so easy. You got an engine under control and it's the right combustion. It doesn't blow. It's just the one that doesn't have the right ingredients there. That's why it blows up like that. But the engine that is right, it churns. It runs smooth. It does. It runs right. When it's not right, and that's this generation. May Yahweh help you. May he give you strength. You that are listening, may Yahweh strengthen you today. May the words of Shalom bless your heart. May they be of great inspiration to you. You that are listening in the chat room, Brother Nathan is here with us. We bless you all today. We bless you all. Good crowd today. Bless you all. We bless you all that are listening. May Yahweh strengthen your hearts. May he cause your heart to rejoice and to bless him. You that listening on the web, do assist us. We're trying to get a T1 line so the quality of the broadcast would be better. If Yahweh blesses you to send an offering. You know we don't beg, but help us in this endeavor to bless you, Yahweh. There, you that listen frequently and often and consistently, send an offering to help and to assist in the labor and the work. It's right to do that. It's good to do that. Yahweh bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, Brother Patrick.
Let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
We bless you all that are listening. Brother Michael, Sister Michael, my friend, young brother Alex. Yahweh bless you all today. Sister Tucker, you brother Tucker, and your home, may the Ruah of Yahweh rest upon you.
To arise, give us a friend.
Bless you, Elder Basil, Pastor Joey,
a brother,
Sister Hawkins in Jamaica.
Is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on and grab your neighbor's hand.
So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love here.
You that are listening, may Yahweh bless you all this Shabbat. May you have a wonderful rest, a wonderful time. May His strength fill your heart today. We bless you all that are listening. We don't know who all you are, but we bless you all. We pray that the word of truth has inspired your hearts, that has blessed you mightily. Brother Gaines there in Warren, Michigan, we bless you, our precious brother, for your kindness and your love toward the work of Yahweh here. So let there be love. Come on, everyone. Look at your neighbor's eyes. Come on.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. May now your love sweet as calls us Yahweh to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love that it is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there His love.
Come on, one more time.
So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love in our lives. May now your love sweep this house. Cause us Yahweh. Standing a brotherly love that is so real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be His Abba.
For we bless you this Shabbat, Abba. We thank you. All those that are listening, bless them today. Let us hear from you that are listening. Yahweh has blessed you. Do strengthen the hand of Yahweh's labor here. We bless them. We bless you. Touch us all. Give us all rest this Shabbat. Thank you for the biscuit and a little gravy today. We thank you for all things in HaMashiach's mighty name. We love you and we bless you. In all the conditions, cry hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Tonight we're going to have a little singing. We're going to sing for Brother Nathan. I told him we would do that, some songs. He listened to us. You, this is Brother Nathan. He's visiting us. He takes the broadcast and simulcast it down there in Houston, Texas. So he's with us today. We do bless you, our precious brother. We greet you. You that are listening there and singing in his praise. Who's that brother, Ben Yehuda, that is in sitting in his place today? We bless you, my brother. We hope that you're trip in Florida, your home, that you with the family are blessed today. So we bless all of you all that are listening with Brother Nathan. He's here with us, and we'll take care of him and get him home safely and sound on the first day. Yahweh bless you all. Shalom.